We go now from the hellish to the holy and a cultural attraction in Spain. Some 40 years ago, a Spanish monk was forced to quit a Trappist monastery after he contracted tuberculosis. He turned his religious zeal to building a cathedral, one brick at a time, with leftover rubble from other buildings. At first, people thought he was crazy. Jerome Sokolovsky went to visit the cathedral near Madrid.
In a country peppered with castles and cathedrals, the bedroom community of Mejorada del Campo wouldn't exactly be a recommended place to visit. The town lies just under the final approach to Madrid's Barajas International Airport. But its unusual landmark, a cathedral that's still under construction, already brings visitors, like Diana Bruno of Madrid.
Well, it's amazing, absolutely amazing that only one man has been able to do all these things, especially thinking that he uses old material, no? Things that he gets from I don't know where.
That man is 81-year-old Justo Gallego. Don Justo, as he's known, has devoted half his life to building his temple of faith. Now it has a dozen towers reaching to the heavens, or at least 130 feet. It looks a bit like a gigantic sandcastle. The walls are made of unevenly laid bricks, and the contours are a bit crude. As he welds the frame of an arched window while perched on a balcony in the transept, Don Justo says he uses surplus materials donated by contractors. I don't have much money, but what I have I give to the Lord. He gave me talent, he gave me an inheritance, so it's all for him, he said. Justo Gallego inherited 500,000 square feet of land, but he sold most of it to finance his dream. The cathedral occupies the remaining plot. Justo lives with his brother-in-law, Pablo Cantuel.
Oye, ¿a qué hora vas a llegar, no?
It's midday, and Cantuel wants to know when Justo's coming over for lunch. Pablo Cantuel's wife cooks for her brother every day, as she's done for decades. Cantuel says his brother-in-law started the cathedral in a different Spain.
Porque cuando empezó Justo, estaba mandando en España Francisco Franco Bamonte.
When Justo began, the man in charge was Francisco Franco, he says with a toothless grin. Cantuel claims, with pride, that the dictator approved of his brother-in-law's endeavor because churches had been burnt down by leftist anti-clerical forces during the Spanish Civil War. When Franco died, things took a turn for the worse, the brother-in-law says. That was in the late 70s. The new local government said Justo Gallego needed a building permit for his cathedral, but that would have entailed a costly structural survey. Despite the bureaucratic problems, municipality spokeswoman Flora Saura says Town Hall appreciates what Don Justo's cathedral means for many people.
Es que hay un fervor y una admiración en general.
There is such fervor and admiration that I don't know what would cause more problems, demolishing it or legalizing it, she said. But there is a ray of hope. A certified architect has offered Justo his services pro bono. Now all he needs are a few stained glass windows and the Lord's blessing, because soon he'll have to climb up his jerry-rigged scaffolding to make a dome roof. He says it will be modeled on the Sistine Chapel. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolovsky in Mejorada del Campo, Spain.